chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. Hallelujah. You are welcome to visit my website or blog, Jesus is Lord. I am the church in splendor.com for all my posts. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. I desire that every believer would take any or all parts of the contents of my books, my posts. Let the Holy Spirit turn them into their own personal testimony, and they record them and publish them on the internet under the website titled, I, their first and all last name, am the church in splendor.com as a sweet offering to the Lord our God. You are welcome to access my post. Quote unquote, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me, and while I was small in my eyes, God, love, exalted me. For more details, I pray that no one will allow Satan to fill their heart to lie to the Holy Spirit in using my books, my posts, in any wrong way. For they would not be lying to me, but to God. I equate the use of my books of testimony to the time in Acts 4:32-37. And I pray that they don't have to encounter Acts 5:1-11. For we who are being led by the Spirit of God are the sons and daughters of God of love. All rights reserved to the Holy Ghost and towards M. Cado, whom he has inspired. Freely I have received, freely I give, and freely it is to be spread throughout the whole earth to awaken my family and household of faith, edify the body of Christ, and help somebody out of darkness into the marvelous light of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. My spiritual leaders have planted in the presence and participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander, I have watered, but God brings the harvest. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders of the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. We have no right to any of the songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. My early daily encounter with the Lord my God. In the early morning, while it is still dark, the Lord wakes me up and I go away to a secluded place to spend an intimate time with the Lord my God and praying in the Spirit and also in my understanding for the perfect will of God to be done on this earth in my family as it is in heaven. I have faith. I have and live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Thus I trust, depend, rely, lean on God, my source and sustainer of power and might, of wisdom and strength, of glory and honor, of the blessing, his favor constantly. For my faith begins where the will, the word of God is known. I have come to receive all that the Lord has recovered. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this started in end of September, beginning of October 2012. As the Lord wakes me up every morning, I hear the voice of my Heavenly Father affirming me in his love, reminding me that I am the a daughter of the King of my royalty in Christ, saying, you my rose are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased. You are always with me, my beloved, and all that I have is yours, for your enjoyment and for my good pleasure. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I take pleasure in your prosperity. No good things I would hold from you, my beloved daughter, for I love you. In Christ, I have given you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. You will break them. You will rule them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Arise, go forth, and shine in splendor, my beloved daughter. For in Christ your light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon you to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord your God tells you, do it. The Lord be in you, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. For you are mine, my beloved rose. You are mine, says the Lord, my God, to me. My very own special, treasured possession. I was slain, and with my blood, my life, I have ransomed. I purchased you for God, and I've made you a kingdom and priest for our God that does reign on the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it with God's goodness, with love's glory, using all its vast resources to the service of God and man. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. The fear of you and the dread of you are upon them all. Into your hands are they delivered. Our Father has now given you everything for your enjoyment and for his good pleasure. For the Lord your God has made you into his image and after his likeness, and has given you dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I always thank God for you, my beloved rose, and continually mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father your work, produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved rose, love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus you never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love, as God is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved rose, I bring this whole matter, the church age, to an end. For your heart has captured my love for humanity. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church. But these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be, that the church had been called to glory. The city of heaven means that the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about, says the Lord, God of hosts, to me. I am presenting you to myself, the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish, for creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of you, the sons and daughters of love. Thus I replied, Abba, in awe, I replied, Abba, my Father, I have a Father, and my Daddy loves me as much as he loves my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my blood brother. It is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. You take pleasure in my prosperity. No good things have you withheld from me, your beloved daughter, for you love me. In Christ, I believe, I receive the nations as my inheritance and the ends of the earth as my possession. And you always see to it that I am always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing, being with the right people. The Lord being my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. I thank you, Father Love. Oh, you have truly blessed me and extended my territories. You helped me and you made me free of misfortune without pain. Thank you. And the Father always answered and said, my good pleasure, my beloved Rose. And I addressed the Lord, my God, my Lord Jesus Yeshua, Adonai, you are Lord over heaven and earth. Adonai, every knee will bow to you. Lord Most High, even though you are my friend and my blood brother, my bridegroom, my Lord Jesus, you are my Lord and my God and my King. I am the servant of the Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. Father, your name be glorified in me. And then I go to the Father, and I declare, for I received from the Lord what was also passed unto me, my Lord Jesus. On the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same manner, my Lord Jesus, after supper, you took the cup. And again, you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. Thus, at the communion table, I renew my remaining in the rest of my Father, remembering the promises of the Lord my God to me and his faithfulness to his word and to me. And I conclude, therefore, by the blood of Christ, shalom. Be still. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, by divine intervention, says the Lord God of hosts. Therefore, by the blood of Christ, shalom, be still. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us individually and all as a whole, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries are free from the law of sin and death. Father, love, I thank you that you have wiped every tear from our eyes, and there be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away, for you have translated us, this scatterbound family, households, and ministries, individually and all as a whole, from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. And then I declare, voici le sang de la croix du Christ. Fiez, puissance ennemie, le lion de la tribu de Judas, le rejeton de David a vaincu. Alléluia, alléluia, alléluia. Voici le sang de la croix du Christ. Fiez, puissance ennemie, le lion de la tribu de Judas, le rejeton de David a vaincu. Alléluia, alléluia, alléluia. Voici le sang de la croix du Christ. Fuyez, puissance ennemie, le lion de la tribu de Judas, le rejeton de David a vaincu. Alléluia, alléluia, alléluia. It means, here is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ. Here is the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the cross, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, for the lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of the tribe of praise, the root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the blood of the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Amen. So it be, Lord. And then, waking up my children, we confess, and I confess over them, and we profess the following. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. For my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall love and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy, his chesed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me for the law of the Spirit of Christ in Christ Jesus, of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, just under the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, I arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. My Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirit servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I, who am to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I belong to you, Father, love mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. So we pray in the spirit for a little while. Declaring by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, serpent venom, cheap implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness. I shall not be infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that I be delivered. A praying in the spirit. We conclude saying, I thank you, Father Love, for having rescued me, for having translated me from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought me into the kingdom of the Son you love, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins unto the thousand generations. I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. In the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father Love, I believe I receive my daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in me. Thus I know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by love. So, Father Love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee. I thank you, Father Love, for keeping my heart tender toward the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit, for increasing in me a hunger and thirst for your word with a reverential fear and awe of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. I will fully I will follow fully. So help me, Lord, that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Lord, my God, my love, I trust in you. And with long life, Lord, my God, you satisfy me, showing me your salvation power. Father, your name be glorified in me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we gather together for our daily devotional. Praise the Lord.